another left, Angeline. Can't you see the lights turn green and you are lost in the city? Keep going straight, Angeline. This part of town looks all the same and I hope that you find it pretty.
That is the music of Bombadil from their new album, Metrics of Affection. They sing about anything from the awkward beginnings of a relationship to the plight of Moby Dick, all in whimsical folk pop. The band is four friends who met in college in the Durham Chapel Hill area of North Carolina. They produced an album and then another one. They got good reviews, and it seemed like they were on the verge of making it. But Daniel Michalak, the band's bassist, found himself struggling with unexplained pain in his hands. He, like the rest of the band, was not sure that Bombadil would be able to keep playing. In fact, they couldn't even play at their own record release party.
I started noticing it during shows, and it got to the point where I couldn't hold a spoon to feed myself or brush my teeth or hold the phone to my ear. And it was a slow, chronic buildup, and I ignored the warning signs and tried to push through the pain rather than listening to my body. And they got worse and worse to the point that in early 2009 we had to stop playing, stop everything.
In 2009 you also released an album. It's called Tar Pits and Canyonlands. It got very good write-ups. One review said it was a breakthrough and a breakaway. We have a song off that album that's called Honeymoon.
Honey, if you took back all the promises and rings and little things, and when it sings, just to know what lies beyond the movies that you make when you hit stop and you hit play in the scenes of day by day, just to know what lies beyond.
Who's singing there?
That's me. This is Daniel singing.
The song seems to be about a letdown after a romantic honeymoon. And I guess you could say that when your album came out, you sort of had this success, but the honeymoon was way over and the band was breaking up because of you, Daniel, yes?
That's right, because of me, yes. Yeah, that's
This is Stuart talking. I might say that instead of honeymoon being about a sadness or disappointment, honeymoon is more of a warning. Maybe honeymoons aren't always a perfect thing, and what comes after honeymoons isn't always perfect, or you can't really take that for granted and assume it's going to be perfect.
So then you all went your separate ways. All of you were looking at maybe other things to do. You were changing your lives. And Daniel, you were trying to get well. What were those months like for you?
They were very long and hard because I couldn't do anything. I spent a lot of time just looking at the ceiling. I did a lot of walking. And then I had a lot of time spent in doctor's offices trying to figure out what was wrong also.
Now, how did it happen that you decided that it would be okay to restart Bombadil?
I think during this whole time I was continually trying to push myself to play music again. And we would get together periodically a few times throughout the year and play or at least talk about Bombadil. And so at one point it felt like that we could do a show, and we did.
Now, Daniel, there's a song on the first album that you released after you got back together that is called One Whole Year.
And now all I got to show for these empty cans of paint is a portrait of a mother, a superb landscape. All the people that I met, all the time that I spent was a poor man's fortune, but it didn't pay the rent. I one whole year. I think it went pretty well, and I'll play you in a minute. It was shorter than it felt.
This is a song about how that long year was shorter than it actually felt?
Sure, it's definitely about, us failing as a band. I think trying to get a go at it and, like I say, not being able to pay the rent, although we did have a lot of fun.
Only one whole year. Think it went pretty well. Think it went pretty well.
Well, now, how was it for the not Daniels in this group, for Stuart and James? You had a life in music, and that went away. And then you had another life, and then you blew that life off in order to go back to music. That sounds like it would be a fairly difficult thing to deal with.
Linda, this is James here. There were certainly transitions. I, for one, pretty much never stopped with music. I performed with other bands, but I never found something that felt like Bombadil did. I think Stuart's had a very different path over that time.
Which was what, Stuart?
I say, contrary to James, I did basically totally stop doing music for a while. I actually spent a couple years pursuing medical school, and I was talking to Daniel at one point, and we were talking about how it was going to be 10 years before, you know, you're kind of an independent practicing physician, and he kind of mentioned, well, you know, think of how far you could grow a band in 10 years. But not just like an upstart struggling band, but I think something that really existed, kind of a priceless opportunity.
Let's go back to the brand new recording, Metrics of Affection, and listen to a track from that one, which is called Whaling Vessel.
The skin is made of the softest oils. Does this make me a factory? My fins that take me through the sea. Bounty of a royal man that's trying to get the best of me on his whaling vessel.
This is a song which appears to be written from the perspective of a whale who's being hunted, yes?
This is Daniel speaking. Stuart at one time had an idea that we should put together a musical. We wanted to be on Broadway. I have a Broadway musical. And so he wanted to do one about Moby Dick. And so he had written four or five songs, and he told me I should write some too. And this was one of those songs from the viewpoint of I guess, Moby Dick.
So, now that you tried music and then you sort of moved away from it and now you've come back to it, what do you think? Do you think this is it a career yet?
We are able to support ourselves from Bombadil, and we have more songs than we know what to do with. So, hopefully the touring and the shows will just continue to grow and we'll be able to do this for a long time.
Daniel Michalek, James Phillips, and Stuart Robinson of Bombadil. Their new album is called Metrics of Affection. Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Linda.
I just heard from two of you. Where's the other one?
Thank you so much. Sorry. This is Stuart. I'm ungrateful.
You can't have diamonds made of gold. You can't stop from getting old.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
You can't put everyone you've loved into a single car, and you can only go so far.